And Nimrod was the first king of the world. Before that, there was no such thing as a king. Nimrod made himself a king. He wanted to be the boss over people. And as the Pasuk says, he became a big hunter. What did he hunt? He hunted people. How did he hunt people? He tricked them. He hunted their mind. He tried to trick them to thinking his way. There's some people, they think a different way. And then somebody else says, I want him to think like me. So he maybe tricks him. And he makes him think like him. It's like he catches his mind, he catches his head, his thinking. How did Nimrod do it? Who wants to hear the story how Nimrod did it? Okay. Nimrod wanted everyone to believe in Getchkes. Especially the Getchka of Nimrod, because he called himself a Getchka also. And he made people to bow down to the Getchkes, and he made people to daven to the Getchkes. He made people bring presents to the Getchkes. He felt good when there was a Getchka of him in the street, and whoever went by bowed down. He felt so good. And there were a few people that still did not believe in Getchkes. So he had a trick. One day a man came to Nimrod, and he says to Nimrod, every time I bow, I have to go by your Getchke. Every time I pass by your Getchke in the street, I have to bow down. I have to daven to your Getchke. I don't see what happens. I don't see anything happening. I don't see that the Getchke works, that he answers my davening, what I ask him, he answers. I see all around, people are davening to Getchkes. What is it? It's a big piece of stone, a big piece of wood. What is it doing? I'm talking to nothing here. And Nimrod says, what? You don't believe in Getchkes? I'll show you how they work. I'll prove to you how they work. And he brings the man now into the yard of the palace. In the yard of the palace, there is a building without windows. And there's a door with a lock on it. Nimrod takes the key out of his pocket. He opens up the lock. And they go inside of the building, and he lights a big candle so there's light in there. And in the room is a big Getchke, a Getchke of Nimrod. He says to the man, go home, tell your wife that she should cook a delicious supper for this Getchke. Because this Getchke, he loves a delicious supper, and of course he has to eat to have strength to give his brachas. And so, tell your wife she should make the most delicious supper she can for this Getchke. Bring it over here in the evening. You will give it to the Getchke. You will serve it to the Getchke. He will eat it. And in the morning, he will give you his bracha. Because he has such koyach from the delicious supper. And the man said, oh, come on, this Getchke can eat a supper and give me a bracha? And Nimrod says, yes, you're going to see it, and then you'll believe in the Getchkes, and you won't go anymore saying you don't believe in the Getchkes. Do as I say. And the man went home, and he told his wife, please, the king Nimrod said you should cook the most delicious supper for the Getchke. And she goes, and she cooks the most delicious supper with all the most delicious foods, even better than they ever eat in their own house, like for a chasana, like for a king, such a delicious supper with the most fancy, good, schmancy foods, delicious things. And she puts it nicely on a tray, and it's nice and hot, and she puts their nice silverware and nice dishes, and a napkin, and wine. And now the man goes to the palace, and over there, Nimrod takes the man back into the yard of the palace, and they go into the Getchke, and there's a table over there. The man serves the Getchke the meal, and he waits to watch the Getchke eat. And he says to Nimrod, the Getchke is not eating. I don't see the Getchke doing anything. And Nimrod says, you think the Getchke is going to eat in front of you, a regular person? The Getchka doesn't want to eat when you're here. When you leave, he'll eat. He likes to be alone when he eats. And so Nimrod says, you're going to see how the Getchka ate the meal, and I'll show you how you're going to do it. We'll leave the building. They left the building. Nimrod locked the door. And he says to the man, you take the key. This is the only key to the lock, and as you see, there's no windows, there's no other doors in this building. You will take the key back with you home. The Getchka will have his supper. And in the morning, you will come back. You will see that the Getchka has finished the whole supper. And you will take back your dishes, and you will take back your silverware and everything back home. And you can clean up whatever you whatever the Getchka left over there. And then he will give you his bracha. And so the man goes home, and the next morning he comes back to the palace with a key. What happened over the night that he was away? This is what happened. As soon as he left the palace, Nimrod started to laugh. Oh, now I'm going to have fun. I'm so hungry. Oh boy, what a good meal I'm going to have. He tricked this man, as you're going to see. Nimrod went in his palace to a secret doorway. He opened up the secret doorway, and he goes down the stairs. The stairs go way, way down to a tunnel. And the tunnel goes under the yard of the palace. Nimrod starts to go in the tunnel. This is a secret tunnel that nobody knew about. And he goes over there until there was another secret door. And this time the secret door was the top of some stairs. He climbs up the stairs. He goes up, pushes up on the door. It opens. And he lights a candle. And now he is inside of the room of the Getchka. Because he had made a special place in the floor that you couldn't even see. And this place in the floor lifted up. It was just a part of the floor. Lifted up, and it was actually an opening to this doorway, and he can enter the room from the doorway under the ground from the tunnel. And if you put back the piece on the floor, it looks like a piece on the floor. He goes over there to the nice meal. It was still warm, it was still hot. He sits down over there, and Nimrod has a delicious meal. He eats everything up himself. Oh, did he have a good meal that he made this man's wife cook for him. Oh, delicious. And he drank the wine. And the little bit of food that he left over, the tiny bit of food that he left over, he rubbed it on the Getchka's face a little bit. And he put the napkin over there by the Getchka to make him look that he had eaten it. And he left, of course, all the dishes in the mess. He didn't want to clean it up himself, of course. And now Nimrod goes back down. He puts back the piece to the floor. He goes back into the tunnel, back to the other side, back into the palace, and he puts on his pajamas and he goes to bed, holding his stomach with a big smile on his face, with a big, big smile, thinking about the delicious meal that he had, feeling so good. The next morning, the man came back with a key, and Nimrod takes him out into the yard, and he says, now you will open up the lock. Remember, this is the only way to get into the room, and nobody was in this room since we left, of course, so you open it up and you say what you see. The man opens up the door, they go in, and they lit the candle, and he sees, of course, that the Getchka had food on his face a little bit. He had a napkin in his stone hand, and in front of him were all the dishes empty. Everything was eaten, and the mess was right there. So Nimrod says, you see? The Getchka ate your food. There's nothing left. He had a good meal. Now clean up the room. Make sure everything is clean. And clean the face from the Getchka. And he'll give you his bracha. And then, of course, from now on, you're going to go on believing in Getchkas and davening to Getchkas. This is the way Nimrod was a hunter and a tricker man. He tricked people into believing in the Getchkas. He hunted their mind. And he tricked them into thinking the way he wanted. This was Nimrod, the first king.
And in those times, everybody in the world, or most people, very few not, but most people had in their house a getchke, or many getchkes in different rooms. You go into different rooms, there's a getchke in every room. Now, one of the officers of Nimrod, his name was Terach. Terach had two jobs. Part of the day he was an officer for Nimrod, and he came to the palace. And the other part of the day, he goes home to his workshop. And over there in the workshop is drills and saws and screws and hammers and nails and wood and glass and metal and glue and paint. And over there he hacks and he cuts and he hits and he paints and he saws and he makes, not furniture, but he makes getchkes. Terach made getchkes out of different things, and people came to his store, because after he made the getchkes, he also sold them. He sold them from the house, he sent them out to stores, and the stores sold the getchkes. And in those days, they had getchke stores. And even in these days, there are some getchke stores, you can see. And he made some of them out of glass, and some of them out of metal, and some of them out of wood, and some of them, he made combinations. Like, let's say, three glass eyes, a metal nose, and wooden arms, and toes made out of jewels or something like that. They had different kind of getchkes for different kind of things. And so can the Lach, Nimrod and Terach and all the officers ran the kingdom. And one night it happened like this, such a story, that Terach was married many years and didn't have children. And he was already 70 years old. Finally, he got his first baby, a baby boy. And Terach was so happy that he got a baby boy. And he was so happy, so he decided he's going to make a big party, and he's going to invite his friends, and he's going to invite people that he knows to the party. And the night that his child was born, he made in his house a very big party, and he invited officers of the king who he used to work with, and he invited important people and neighbors and friends. And also there came to the party the astrologers of Nimrod. Astrologers, what are those? Now in those days, and even in these days, they believe that if at night you go and look in the sky, you look at the stars, and the way the stars look, if you could figure it out, you could tell from the stars what's going to happen tomorrow, or what's going to happen next week. They look in the stars and they figure out what's going to happen even a year from now. Stargazers, astrologers, whatever you want to call them, they look in the stars and they figure out things that are going to happen. And they used to go every night outside on the patio of the palace, on the porch, on the roof, and they would go out and they would come back, and the king would call them and he says, "New astrologers, my stargazers, what did you see in the sky? Tell me what's going to happen tomorrow. Should I go out with my armies or not? Will I win? Will I lose? Will I get gold or will I lose my gold? Will I have enemies come tomorrow or friends come tomorrow? Tell me what the stars say." And at this party also came the astrologers to eat and drink and to say Mazel Tov to Terach that he got a baby boy. And so, kiddies, everyone had a wonderful time at the party that Terach made. And then they're walking home to their houses after the party. And it was a beautiful night. And the astrologer said, "Look, when we get back to the palace, probably Nimrod is going to call us and tell us to look in the sky, what we see, and tell him. So on the way home, it's a nice sky. Let's look now, and we'll see what's up in the sky. And when we get to the palace, we won't have to go up on the roof. We'll just tell Nimrod right away. What do we see? And they looked into the sky, and all of a sudden they saw a very strange thing. There came up on the east side a star. They never saw this star before. A beautiful, bright star. And the star started to fly around in the sky, all around. And it started to go to every other star. And as soon as it came to a star, it swallowed the star up. It started swallowing up all the stars into the sky, even the big bright stars, until this star got shinier and shinier, and it was the only star left in the sky, shining up the whole sky. And one astrologer said to the other, "Hey, did you see that? That's something we never saw before in our whole life. What does it mean? We have to tell Nimrod about this." And they started talking, what does it mean? And they figured out like this. And listen to this. Because when they got to Nimrod, this is what they told Nimrod. Because the king called them, "Stargazers, astrologers, come here. Tell me what you see in the sky tonight." And they said, "Nimrod, we were just at Terach's party. And after the party, we were walking home, and we looked into the sky, and we saw..." And they explained to Nimrod what they saw. And Nimrod said, "And now you must tell me what it means. This means something. And if it means something, maybe I have to do something. I don't know if this is good or this is bad." And the stargazer said, "Nimrod, for you it looks very bad. It looks very bad, and probably you're going to have to do something. What it means is, there is a new person in the world. And this new person is going to be like that star that comes into the sky, and it's going to go around and swallow up the other stars. That means that this new person that came into the world is going to become the greatest person in the world, greater than all the other great people." And Nimrod says, "You mean he's going to be even greater than me? I'm like a star that's already in the sky. I'm already a king." And the astrologer said, "Yes, he's going to be greater than you. He's going to swallow all the other people, be greater than them, until he's the shiniest person in the world." Oh, Nimrod says, "Who could that be? I want to be the greatest person in the world, just like I am now. I don't want somebody else to be greater than me." And the astrologer said, "It must be the new baby that was born to Terach, because we saw this right after his party, and he's a new person, it's a brand new baby. It must be that is the baby." Nimrod says, "And what is the name of this new baby?" They said, "They call him Avram. Avram is the name of the new baby." And Nimrod said, "Tomorrow morning I'm going to send my officers, and they're going to take away that baby, and I'm going to kill him with my own hands. I'm going to get rid of that baby, so that baby will never grow up to be like a shiny star, and I'll be the shiniest star for the rest of the world, Nimrod, not Avram." And so Kinalach, the next day, Nimrod sent soldiers and officers to the house of Terach, and he knocked on the door, Open the door, Terach. The king sent us to take away your baby. And he wants your baby to go to the palace. And of course, Terach thought to himself, something is happening here. Something is wrong. It sounds like the king wants to take away his baby. And right away, very quick, he said, wait a minute. Wait a few minutes. And he didn't know what to do. He was very afraid something's going to happen to his baby. Well, he went to the palace because Avram's mommy wouldn't even let the baby go. They were too scared. And Nimrod told Terach what happened and that he demands to have his baby. And Terach says, just give us 3 days with the baby until we give him to you back. Please, 3 days to enjoy our little baby. Nimrod says, okay, but after 3 days, I'm sending back my officers and they're taking away that baby. Don't make me any trouble. And Terach goes home and they think about what to do. And Terach takes little Avram, the little baby, and he takes him wrapped up in blankets far, far into the mountains. And he finds a cave and he gives little Avram a cushy on the head and he says, goodbye. I'm going to leave you in this cave and you're going to have to stay here until it's safe to come out, and never come out until it's safe. And he put little baby Avram into the cave, and Avram stayed in the cave. And he went home and the soldiers came to take away a baby. In the house were different servants. One of the servants was a lady who always used to steal and lie and burn the food and make a mess and not take out the garbage and not do her job and come late. And she was a big troublemaker cleaning lady. And she had a baby the same day as Avram was born. And the baby looked even like Avram. And she was a big rasha. Terach went into her room and he said to the soldiers, wait a minute, I'm getting the baby. And he took away her baby instead of Avram, because Avram was in the cave. And he gave her baby to the soldiers. And the soldiers took little baby, who they thought was Avram, to Nimrod. And Nimrod says, aha, this is little Avram, who's going to be the star that goes and swallows up all the stars in the sky, and he's going to be the greatest person in the world. That's what you think. And with his own hands, he killed the little baby. The Shlech, the Nimrod, with his own hands, killed that little baby. And he thought that it was who? Avram. But Avram, kiddies, was in the cave the whole time. And he was staying in the cave. And Hashem sent Malachim to take care of him, that he should be okay in the cave and he shouldn't die in the cave. And they gave him whatever he needed to live. But he never came out. And he stayed there for 3 years. Little Avram stayed in the cave till he was a little boy, 3 years old. And finally, one day, he said, I must go out of the cave because I never saw the world. I heard that outside of the cave there's a world. I never saw it. Now remember, Avram is by himself in the cave for 3 years. And he never saw the world, right? And so Kinalach, Avram Avinu, came out of the cave for the first time in his life. And now he sees the world for the first time in his life when he's 3 years old. And it's nighttime. And he comes out and he says, Oy, look at this world. It's dark, but there is a light in the sky, and I see little tiny lights in the sky, and I see trees, and I see flowers, and I see lakes, and I see mountains, I see all kinds of things in the world. Oh, it's a big, beautiful world. Well, I wonder who's the boss of this world. I wonder who created this world. I wonder where this world came from. Because a thing can't come from itself. Somebody must have made this thing, like everything else has some place where it came from. I want to thank whoever made this big, nice world. Well, Avram looked around, and he said, it must be that big ball shining in the sky. That is the boss of the world, because that's the biggest, shiniest thing that I see. It must be that this is the boss of the world, and this is created. This one that created the world. And Avram started to daven to the moon. Ay, moon, thank you, moon. You made such a beautiful world. You're such a great moon, and you made the world, and you take care of the world, and you made a big, beautiful world. And the whole night, Avram Avinu is davening to the moon, thinking that the moon is Hashem. Because Avram saw the world for the first time, and he thought that the moon is Hashem. And the whole night, Avram is busy davening, until at the end of the night, a very strange thing happened. The moon started to go down in the sky. Avram says, Hashem, where are you going? Are you leaving the sky? Wait a minute. You have to take care of the world. You made the world. Where are you going away to? And the moon is going down, 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 and all of a sudden, at the other end of the sky, came up a great ball of fire. The sun was coming up in the morning. And this is the first time that Avram Avinu ever saw such a thing like the morning, because he never saw it before. He was in the cave. Avram says, look at that big ball of fire coming up in the sky. It's much brighter and much bigger than that other ball that was here before. And look at all the light that it's making filling up the sky. That must be Hashem. And it comes up and it pushed the other one out of the sky because it's stronger. And the other one ran away, was afraid. Oy, the sun, that's Hashem, not the moon. Oh, thank you, the sun. You made the world. You take care of the world. You're the great Hashem who created the whole world. I want to thank you, sun, for making such a beautiful world with trees and flowers and birdies and lakes and rivers and grass. And the whole day, Avram Avinu is davening to the sun, thanking the sun for being Hashem and making the world. And the whole day, Avram Avinu is davening and davening to the sun. Until in the end of the day, a very strange thing happened. The sun started to go down. Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going? Hashem, where are you going? You made the world. You take care of the world. Who's making you go away? You're the greatest thing. Nobody could make you go away. And the sun went down, down, down until it was disappearing. Oh no, who's going to take care of the world now? All of a sudden it got dark, and the moon came up again. Hey, wait a minute. You're here? And you chased away the sun? Wait a minute. Before, you ran away because the sun came. And wait a minute. And now the sun's running away because you came. Wait a minute. I don't understand. Who's Hashem? Is it you? Or is it the sun? Who's Hashem? Wait a minute. I don't understand this. All of a sudden, Avram Avinu figured out something. It must be that the moon is not Hashem because it leaves and the sun comes up. It must be the sun is not Hashem
because it goes down and the moon comes up. It must be that Hashem is not the sun and it's not the moon, but it must be that Hashem is something that is higher than the sun and the moon, and both the sun and the moon are working for Hashem. And each one has a job and its own time for Hashem. But where is Hashem? Avraham Avinu figured out. He's only 3 years old. He was very smart. It must be Hashem is one that you cannot see. And you cannot even really understand. And he's higher than the whole world. And he made the whole world, including the sun and the moon. And Avraham started to daven to Hashem. The Hashem that you cannot see. Hashem, you made the whole world, including the sun and the moon. Thank you for making such a beautiful world. But I want to know more about you because I can't see you and I don't understand you. I would love to learn more about you, Hashem, and come closer to you and be able to know about you.